What? Nothing. I'm just looking at you. Smiling at you. I'm just happy. And this day is so perfect. And it's not even over yet. We're going to get dinner together now. And I'm excited, and honestly, this is more than I could ever dream of. Mm-hmm. Thank you for making it so special for us. I can't even imagine that you planned everything out like that, all by yourself. Oh, and I can't believe that you made me take a day off. But I really needed it. So thank you. Mm-hmm. You're so thoughtful. You know, sometimes I can't believe it's been a whole year. And it's been the best year of my life. I'm not even kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey. Are you feeling okay? I don't know, you're just... Yes, I'm a bit... stiff. I don't know. Like, are you even there? Hmm? What's on your mind? Come back to me. Hmm? Will you? Please. Yeah. You haven't seen my dress yet. And I think it's in your interest to stay here with me for a little longer. Hmm. Come on. No, you'll see it when we get there. Is that the place? Yes? Okay, come on then. We're getting closer to the moment next. Oh. So fancy. Are you kidding? I love it. It's so beautiful. Yes, you can take it off now. Thank you. You like my new dress? I told you. Honey, don't get it all wrinkled. Yeah, look. Don't touch. Yeah. I got it a couple of weeks ago, and it was so hard to keep it hidden from you. I was literally counting days till this moment. Honestly. And for a reason. Your reaction is priceless. I don't think I've ever seen you acting like this around me before. I don't know, this smitten. Nervous, even? I'm just thinking about how much I love seeing those little sparks of enthusiasm and curiosity in your eyes. Yeah. The way your eyes light up. The most beautiful sight, in my opinion. Yeah. Well, let it be your inspiration for the later. I can't wait to get home. Yeah, let's get it over with. Real quick. This way. Hello?
Good evening. Oh, yes, sure. We have everything set up for you already. Let me show you to your table. Please, follow me.
Thank you. Wow, it's really beautiful here. Oh my god, this is our view. I'm trying my best to keep calm right now, but this is amazing. Okay. This is gorgeous. Yeah, thank you. Actually, do you mind if I leave you for a moment? Yeah, I want to make sure I look fine. Oh, thanks, but I don't believe you. Well, you basically look like this hard eye emoji right now, so forgive me if I don't trust your judgment. I want to look perfect for you. I'll be quick, okay? Thank you.
So, yes, everything is ready for you. All the staff members have been instructed according to your request. Oh, alright. So, not in her champagne glass then? Oh, sure. Well, it's very rare for a person to actually choke on the ring. But, okay, sure. We wouldn't want any incident clouding this important evening, right? How do you prefer to go about it then? Yes, sure, absolutely. Traditional way is always a great idea. Oh, you mean you want to do it right now? Well, it's definitely an interesting way to go about it. Usually couples wait for dessert, or do the champagne toast surprise instead, but yes, joking, I remember. Well, if getting it over with first thing would help you have an amazing evening together, and just relax and celebrate. I think that's definitely what you should go for in that case. Oh, totally. Would you like me to instruct our musicians to play some special composition for you, maybe? When the moment comes? Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, what a lovely choice. I'm sure your young lady would love it. And say yes. Okay then, I'll instruct them now, and I'll get back to you when you're ready to order. And celebrate.
Oh my god, even their restroom looks absolutely gorgeous. Thank you, baby. What a nice place. Everything here looks so elegant and just perfect. And the music is so beautiful. Yeah. Sure. Here. Oh, are you? Hey, it's okay. Oh, come on. My hands are always sweaty when I'm around you. Yes, even after all this time. Come on, don't act surprised. I know you always notice that. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But I'm kind of flattered that it's you. Being nervous in my presence for a change. Oh, come on. Give me a hand. Here. My hand. Funny. I think it's actually the first time your hands are sweaty and not mine. Yeah, that's exactly the topic to be discussed in a fancy restaurant. But hey. Wow. They're so cold. Yeah, that's really unusual for you. Are you feeling okay? This just, doesn't seem like you at all. Okay, you wanted to say something. What did you want to say? Hey. Hey. Baby, are you sure you're feeling okay? I don't know, you look a bit pale. Is everything not? Oh my god! Baby! Oh no. What's happening?
Is everything all right?
No.
What happened?
No, I don't know. We haven't even ordered anything. Baby.
Okay, please don't panic. Let me see.
Okay. Baby. Baby. Baby, please. Baby. What's happening? Baby.
Baby. Baby. Ugh. Does she always act so neurotic? Well, that was to be expected. You can't handle a woman, so now you're left with a girl. But oh well, it looks like you can't even handle a girl, huh? I mean, you did just pass out in the middle of your proposal. Is she that breathtaking? You keep telling yourself that, darling. But I know how much you miss being called my pet. And this little Miss Goody Two Shoes could never give you that. She's so much more than that. Well, of course she is. She's so amazing. And that's why your subconscious decided to conjure your ex instead. Right in the middle of one of the most important moments of your life. Of course, I'm a figment of your imagination. What else would I be? A real ghost? No. 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 You remembered me. And that's why I'm here. The truth is, you're not ready to marry her. And you're doubting your decision. Thinking about all of the girls you've dated or simply had a crush on before. And since I'm the most recent memory of the past, I am the one visiting you first. Uncertainty. Fear of missing out. You name it. I know you too well. bit of a edge to her when she can be in charge and even get possessive over you sometimes, huh? Get jealous and make you show just how loyal you can actually be, pet. What? There's no way this little innocent bird can pull off something like that. Does she even know what jealousy is? Not so innocent then, huh? I'm surprised. So you're telling me that she can be both? And that's what you prefer? So, do you think that she's the one then?
I'm okay. Just... please. Breathe, okay?
Alright. Can you promise me one thing at least? You will always remember who was your very first Dom. She may be able to give you that now, but you know what they say. You can never forget your first.
Good luck with whatever you had planned for tonight. If you don't change your mind, that is. And if you do, you know where to find me.
Full of surprises, aren't you? I know you like girls who can take the lead if needed, but that was quite an interesting revelation. Well, yeah, you're still unconscious. See? They're trying to bring you around. And this girl next to you, is she crying? Oh, I think she actually is crying. So, how long have you been together? A year then. Well, that's long enough, I guess. Depends on how well you two manage to get to know each other in the meantime, right? Well, but we don't really count as that, so I wouldn't compare this to whatever we had going on. It was our classic college experience. A rebel and a nerd. You keep telling yourself that. Nerd. I served the purpose. Got you through your rebellious phase. This still doesn't make you a rebel, though. But we never wanted to take it further, so there are no hard feelings here. But why are you even thinking of me, though? Have you thought about that? You know what I think? I think you're just too scared to mess it up. You've always been like this. I mean, even with us. Remember who took the first step? Exactly. It was about time, but you still couldn't find the courage to actually go for it. Is it? How so? Yeah, tell me, how is it different with her? Oh, so you actually kissed her first. That's nice, I'm proud of you. I really am. Look. What we had, it was really nice. But we never actually wanted more. And neither of us ever thought about that. Well, have you? Me neither.
I think we should go to the hospital.
And I guess the thing is that this time it's actually serious for you. And you actually want it. So you're just scared. We all are when it comes to life-changing decisions. But can I be honest? She even looks like someone you could spend the rest of your life with. I know. This is quite sentimental, and that's not my style at all. But I'm serious. And I promise I'm not mocking you, it's just... Let's be real here. I was your experimental phase, and you were mine. And that's okay. That's how you understand what you want and what you don't want in a potential partner. And relationship. So consider whatever you had with me, or someone else. Your samples, you know. We've made our mistakes, but we also had some really nice moments together, so... Just take the best from that experience, and put it to work with someone who's here. Someone who's actually willing to build something long-term with you. All those memories and worries, think of them as ghosts of your past, basically. But don't let them fool you. Don't let them into your real world.
Baby, come back to me.
Not even me. And yes, we enjoyed whatever we had while it lasted. And quite a lot, but I don't want you to have any regrets. I want you to appreciate that and move forward. I know you can. And you will. Of course you will. No matter what you think about yourself now, you are a nerd. And you always will be.
Oh, come on. Stop with this nonsense. Move over. How delusional. Hi there. Let me tell you the truth, sweetie. Oh, why do you look that surprised? Didn't expect me to show up? Well, I'm the one who calls the shots. I've always been. All these years, and you still haven't learned that, huh? Busy with something? You need to go back? So soon? I don't think so. Yeah, I think your date really can wait for a bit longer. Who is this girl anyway? I mean, I knew that you couldn't possibly find someone on my level, because, let's be real, that's a pretty tough task. But you could have made an effort to find someone who's, you know, knows how to dress to impress, at least. That's some special occasion from what I see. Oh, she doesn't know you're gonna propose. Well, she still could wear something prettier, you know? Not to mention, this girl has some real problem with her intuition in that case. Oh, totally. You've been acting all weird this whole day. And she hasn't even noticed. How sad. You sure want to spend the rest of your life with someone who's that dense? And careless? Ouch! I'm not projecting. You don't have to be this mean to me. And how come you're standing up to me now? Gathered some courage throughout the years, huh? You weren't nearly as confident when I was picking at you at school. Oh, so I can pick at you, but can't say anything about your girl? Oh, how noble. So, looks like someone finally decided to grow a pair, huh? That's sweet. But But I bet she's not triggering you nearly as much as I did. Am I right? Oh, toxic, unhealthy. Oh, you keep telling yourself that, sweetie. Since when do you find it toxic? You used to love being teased like this. In fact, you used to love it so much that you'd always end up making out with your bully under the stands of our stadium. Every single time. But you didn't think twice about our dynamic being toxic back then. Although, you were telling me I was intoxicating. Oh, I miss the good old times. And I bet some part of you misses being ridiculed. Being put in your place. Just,
please. Breathe, okay?
Ugh. What else would it be?
Come back to me.
Ugh. Just look at her.
Everything's been perfect. We just another usual day. Okay, I noticed the hand's been sweaty and cold, and I don't know. This isn't usually the case. Is this bad?
They're alive and breathing.
Okay. Okay, but why? Why we're still unconscious?
Yes, this is just a faint.
This never happened before. I'm so scared.
Please don't worry. All of our staff members are familiar with the basics of performing first aid. We've taken all the necessary steps now. And as long as there's no chronic medical conditions that you're aware of, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. They just need more fresh air and time to get back to their senses. Then they'll be back to normal in just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
I'll ask our staff to help you move them to a more private place so that you don't have to stay there on the floor.
All right, thank you. Baby, just breathe, okay? They told me you're gonna be okay. Just, please, breathe, okay?
Ugh, just look at her. I'm pretty sure she doesn't even have that spice. I can tell by those teary eyes. She's too nice to you.
Come back to me. I'll be here for you. Never leave me inside.
Healthy? Well, believe me, you two won't last long if that's the case. Not after what you experienced with me. You want more. Your wicked mind. You want to get stimulated. Just like old times. I bet this Miss Boring could never give you that. So, you better change your mind before it's too late. Love her. You sure that love is what you need? You have no idea what you truly need. She's not your match, and you know it.
Honey, you've got your whole life ahead of you. What's this rush all about?
You're not ready to settle down.
You're such a baby.
You're such a baby. That's exactly why we broke up.
And you two will separate as well, I'm sure.
I'm sure of that.
You need to really think about it.
You two aren't gonna be happy.
Not with your fear of commitment.
Ugh, subby little girl.
She's not your equal. Just forget about her.
Just forget about her.
How could she ever give you that tough love you're craving so much?
Oh, my love. We belong together.
You need to really think about me.
Call me.
You sure you want to give up your freedom that soon?
You don't want to make that sacrifice just yet.
What a huge mistake.
What a huge mistake,
darling.
Ugh, so boring.
Remember how much fun we used to have?
I know we didn't last too long, but we had so much fun.
You probably still have my number somewhere.
Call me anytime, honey.
I bet she wouldn't even get jealous if she saw me entering the restaurant.
She trusts you.
Ugh, how boring.
She's so boring.
She's not your equal.
So boring.
You know where to find me.
Call me anytime, honey.
And I will make sure you're mine.
What a mistake.
That should have been me.
I will find you.
I gave you my best years, and now you want to marry her?
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 Just forget about
hey.
Her.
Ugh, hey!
Look at her.
Sheesh. Go away, all of you. Oh, wow. Hey, that's some rough self-hate talk you got ongoing here. Yeah, I mean, you've been through some really interesting moments and people in your life, haven't you? But don't listen to them. They're not real anyway. They're your fear, your doubt, your insecurity, confusion. But they're not your actual thoughts. Believe me, you just really need to tap into your emotions right now and realize what you truly want. Yeah, so you do recognize me. Yeah, and you're all grown up now as well. I remember when you were little. You changed quite a bit though. Matured, I mean. It's a good kind of change. But I guess everything is different now. Well, she seems nice. Do you love her? You sure about that?
Please come back to me.
She seems like she's really worried about you. You know, if someone should take up this role and take care of you, I think I'd want that to be her. You know? And we weren't even that compatible to begin with. Our parents have been friends with each other for years, and of course we became close friends as well. But that was just our teenage experience. A crush. That wasn't real love. But what you have with her, it's real. Yes, you've got the same views and goals in life, and I bet you can see your future together. Can you? What your future with her looks like. Have you thought about it? Well, of course you have. This ring you keep in your inner pocket. You thought it all true, haven't you? I'm sorry you fainted though. Your timing has never been good, let's be honest. Oh, you keep telling yourself that. Yeah, sure. Like with our first kiss, remember? It was so random. Oh? You actually made plans for that day? Guess it didn't go as planned then. At least that's how I remembered it. Yeah, I should have guessed. We were supposed to be alone for the day, but our parents came back earlier and ruined our moment.
But, hey, I guess that's our lesson in life. Things might not always be perfect. Things can be far from perfect, actually. But it doesn't make them any less special, you know? Yeah, like with that kiss. I will remember it forever. Because of how clumsy and embarrassing it was. And exactly for that reason. That's what made it so special. And now it's time for you to make this night special for this girl who's sitting there next to you.
Baby. Shh, baby. They told me you're probably exhausted. I'm so glad you're breathing though. Please come back to me soon, okay? I can't do this without you.
She's really worried about you now. So, I think you should come back to her. Yeah, and hey, it's gonna be okay. Just listen to your heart and trust your instincts. And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. As long as it's coming from your heart and is genuine, it's all that truly matters. Now, go.
Hey, it's me. I'm here. You're okay. We're still at that restaurant, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. They helped me get you to this, lounge area. So that we can stay there until you come back. Yes. Mm-hmm. You scared me so much. If there's something I should know, will you tell me? You sure? You... That was really scary. I didn't expect that at all. But you're okay now, right? Are you sure? Let me know if there's anything you need. Okay? Wanna go home, maybe? I mean, I'd really prefer you get some rest right now. And whether you like it or not, tomorrow I'm taking you to a doctor. Look, no, I've been told it's nothing serious and probably just exhaustion, but... Baby. What? Nervous because of that? If that's your way to avoid your appointment tomorrow, this won't work. I don't believe you. Baby, you kind of fell down right there for no apparent reason. We need to do a proper checkup. Speaking of, when they helped me move you here, this thing kind of fell out of your pocket. Here. Right. That's a bit awkward. Nervous? No, I'm still kind of trying to come back from the shock, and I'm wondering if we should go back to the main hall or if it's too awkward now, but again, we did nothing wrong, right? You just passed out and it happens, and we can just go back there and have a fancy, fun dinner together, right? Am I rambling? Sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Baby, I, as much as I want to just not overthink it, are you sure? I mean, you passed out. What if your own body is telling you that you're overwhelmed? And maybe even not really sure about this. That is a big step for us. That's not what I meant. I've never been this sure about anyone else in my entire life. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I will. I will. I will. I totally will. I totally will. Oh, I'm so ready to faint now. Okay, you're right. That's enough for tonight. So, you wanna get out of here? Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna be staring at us. I might have overreacted a little. Okay, no. Not just a little. Well, you have me so worried. Yeah. You sure you'll be okay? And I decided to not mention that before you actually proposed, but they were so kind to suggest that we come back here next week and celebrate our engagement together. So yeah, we can come back here and have a fancy dinner without worrying too much about people staring at us. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go then. But you sure you're gonna be okay? Alright. I don't know, let's take a walk, let's get some ice cream and just celebrate. Just the two of us. And if you feel dizzy, just let me know, okay? Mm-hmm. I need to take care of my sweet fiancé after all. Yeah, I'm just rehearsing, you know?